This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, presented by Betches Media. This is an exploration of all pop culture, from the classic reality TV moments of the past and present to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. We're looking at you, Tom Sandoval.
We are now returning to our regularly scheduled programming. This is part two of a supersized Vanderpump Rules recap. Our show is already in progress with Katie and Sheena fighting. We pick up right there.
Sheena and I talking heads like, I wanted to pretend like this never happened. I never told Shay. I never told my mom. Oh my God, Sheena's mom. Have we checked on Sheena's mom? I never told my best friends. I mean, also, I would never have told Katie, especially back then, because like that bitch is scary. I mean, that was peak tequila Katie hates Sheena days. And we get a flashback to all these, you know, moments of Katie to Sheena and like Katie going, what's hilarious is you calling yourself practically engaged and like grinding your ass on Peter's penis. Rest in peace, Peter Madrigal. We miss you so much this season. It's so nice to even hear about your penis, but I would just love to see you just managing the waitresses at Sir once again. And then Schwartz in a scene of like, I heard what you said about Sheena. And Katie's like, my own boyfriend is sticking up for the whore in there. And Doty's in the shot, like holding Katie down. Sheena continues in a talking head. There's no way in hell. Like, by the way, your man wanted me in Vegas and he kissed me. Like, no, never. Sheena in this scene goes, why would I bring that up to blow up my own relationship or your relationship? And Katie's like, but now it's a joke. It's funny now. I'm not making fun of it, Katie. No, he said you guys were joking about it over the holidays. Over the holidays, like a banking holiday? And Katie's like, this past holiday, you guys were like making jokes about it with each other. I may have made a comment like, oh, yeah, well, you're a makeout whore like you tried with me once. This guy really is a makeout. Man, I've heard so many stories. He really is a makeout. It seems like he just likes that little mate, like he's a little makeout whore. And I love that he's like fully aware. Katie goes, but I'm looking at the course now, like over the course of our like friendship, you have been a bridesmaid in my wedding. And Sheena's like, yeah. And Katie's like, and these things, this is all like, this has never come up at all. I would assume with Tom, oh yeah, like he's Tom, like a million girls. I was like a broken person. Like I was a shell. Like my confidence and self-worth was like next to nothing. This is where you kind of feel for Katie of like it, her confidence really was beaten down. Like she was a broken person and she kind of got made fun of for being that way. And a lot of that anger that Katie expressed was because of situations like this. Because she was not able to have her boyfriend do the things that he should have done. And then her husband as well. But yeah, Sheena was a bridesmaid at her wedding, which is darker. And I love that Sheena was like, I wouldn't have been invited and been allowed in the wedding if I told you. It's like, I wanted to go. I love parties. Sheena's like, well, which is why I would never have brought that up because I knew you'd already done a number and shit on your relationship. Why would I hurt you more for being like, yeah, he did that? And he's like, well, cuz she's like, I wanted you guys to work out. I wanted this to be Schwartz did this in his past and he fucked up and you got married and you had your happily ever after. I wanted to be part of that day. And Katie's like, yeah, but you being somebody that also was a part of that whole narrative and part of our wedding. Katie in the talking head says, I would have expected something like this from Schwartz, but Sheena had literally years to tell me about this. I don't like liars and especially lying by omission. It's just making me wonder if I'll ever be able to really fully trust or be close to Sheena. Katie, let me stop you right there. None of these people should trust any of these people. This is like a spy game at this point. This is like the live action version of The Traitors. Katie's like, well, I wish I would have known. It's like, the more you know, the NBC, like the star, the more you know. And Sheena just rolls her eyes. I mean, Sheena, I know, is like, I wanted you guys to be together. Well, maybe like because he did things like this, you would have wanted your friend to not be with him. You know, like, I don't think he's in the right place to get married yet. A new scene the next day brings us to Lingua Franca, where James and Lala are meeting up with Schwartz. And what is DJ James Kennedy wearing in the scene? It's like, hello, Elton John. He's wearing like this spangly black. And also Tom Sandoval, all of his talking heads, like he's wearing full on Zara's women clothing. And he looks fine. He looks good in them. But like, let's just call it, he's wearing Zara women clothing. Like, he's wearing blouses, sports jacket. They're all from Zara. And I've had now like 5 people show me links to the Zara clothing. They would not fit my pear-shaped body. I mean, but like, it's really next level. Anyways, Schwartz ordered a cocktail because he's not, you know, mainlining sobriety today. He's like, but after that, I'm going to do mocktails. And James is like, you're naughty. Schwartz is like, did you guys have fun last night? And he's like, I always have fun when I DJ. And he looks directly at the camera. And I'll make you have fun too at any birthday party or extravaganza. I also DJ funerals. Anyways, Schwartz is like, I mean, well, I did have fun, but I was in Schwartzland. And Lala goes, did you talk to Joe after? And she's like, yeah, I think she was having an anxiety attack. Plus, I knew she was okay because she slept over at my house. And we have a flashback to 6 hours earlier over breakfast at his place. It wasn't like, Joe, come in the morning back to my place. And Joe's like, I was just scared shitless. I've never met humans that are so aggressive. And Schwartz is like, she's fine. And Lala goes, and when you see her, do you like kiss her? And she's like, he's like, no, gross. Kind of like, when we hang out, it's like that, Lala. This is another mild flirtation of like, it's kind of like when we hang out. We could hang out in that way, right, Lala? Except we haven't had sex. And Lala goes, yeah, that's very different, actually, Schwartz. And Schwartz is like, yet. We haven't had it yet. And Lala's like, Schwartz, I would break your dick in half, all right? And I didn't know if this Lala was saying like, I would break your dick in half if you tried something, or you couldn't handle me because I do acrobatics and I would literally break your dick off. You know, like, I didn't know which way she even meant that. I'm telling you, there is a mild flirtation here. And Schwartz laughs. He's like, oh, anyways, sorry you had to hear that, server. I'm sorry, the server's already quit, you know. And they order some drinks and Sandoval walks in, you know. They show him walking down this like creek and he's in like, his Hawaiian shirt. He's like, bow chicka bow bow. It's so Mark Wahlberg and Boogie Nights to me. Like, let's keep on rocking and rolling, dude. And anyways, Schwartz is like, what's going on, Tom? And Lala's like, energy seems good. You happy? Yeah. You have a good day? Yeah. Do you have a good day, Lala? I had a great day. And Santa was like, hey, I like your nails. Mine are ombre. And Lala's like, thank you. I'm just so used to you coming in with your hat down low. I know, dude. I know. And Schwartz is like, slouching? Yeah, dude, like I got neutered by that stupid bitch Ariana. And James is like, someone woke up on the sunny side of the bed this morning, huh? And Schwartz is like, where are you coming from? Well, I was running around. We had some air. You guys. We had some air conditioning issues, as you do in the valley. So I had to go in the main bedroom and like close some vents. And then the door got left open and Maya, the dog, went in there and like, I don't know, ate some weird stuff. And Schwartz goes, she does that. Hey, did he ever tell you the story when she ate like 500 laxative pills or was it 50? And Santa was like, it was 500. What is this guy doing? Like cutting coke? Like why? Who is taking 500 lax? Tom Sandoval. Like no wonder he's like all slimmed out. 500 laxative pills? This poor fucking Maya. Like 500 laxative pills. And I love how he presents it of like the door got left. He leaves out the part that we find out later that he shut Maya into the room. Like didn't even realize like, oh, I forgot that Maya never left the room. Sandoval and I talking heads like Maya very often. Dumb dog gets into things. She's eating laxatives. She's eating pillows, hair coloring, my guy liner. Sandoval to the group's like even on top of the couch, Lala, she like shat, dude, on top of a couch. Yeah, Sandoval, laxatives will do that to you. And she doesn't have the opportunity to use a human bathroom. Are you fucking? Yeah, man, she probably shit everywhere. Are you kidding me? Yeah, dude, she sit on the couch. What a dumb dog, dude. Also, I also have a theory that Raquel maybe shat on the couch and they blamed it on Maya because the heat was too close. Like, don't let Ariana find out. I'm going to tell Maya shit, okay? I'm scared, Tom. No, dude, she'll buy it. Anyways, Lala's like, shat? And Sandoval goes, shat, dude. Sandoval and I talking to is like, I know Ariana's very upset at me, but no matter what, it's clearly an accident. So this one, like, I would love to ask a follow-up question as a producer, like Sandoval, like, hey, Sandoval, so the Raquel thing, she can be mad at you about that, but this one, she shouldn't be because it's clearly an accident. And that's kind of the end of the story. Also, but then why are we arguing that this dude does not have narcissistic tendencies? Because he really doesn't seem to think outside of this little box that is himself. Like, even in his own home, he's not thinking about other people. He's like, oh, it's fucking hot in the valley. Dude, gotta close these vents. He's not thinking about the dog or the cat. He's thinking about himself, his own comfort. There seems to be this little narcissistic streak in this man that he doesn't think outside of certain things. Like, I feel like this is just highly irresponsible, you know? Anyways, Sandoval like, anyways, how you guys doing? And Lala's like, well, I'm doing this water sommelier thing. It's basically an expert in water. I've seen this guy on TikTok, actually. So he's going to be on next week's episode. He's going to come over and, like, you know, do, you know, water tasting, and everybody's welcome. And, you know, James is like, I'm down. And Schwartz is like, yeah, I'll do it. How did you feel last night? And Sandoval's like, I have so many feelings. There's so many things that happen. And Lala's like, by the way, I get why Ariana gave you the cold shoulder, like ice, strictly jawline and bone structure. Oh, yeah, you saw that. But Katie and I were like, oh, we feel a little bad for Tom. Lala, I don't know if Katie felt like that. And Schwartz is like, oh, Schwartz is like, good, it's working. You can tell Sandoval like is hiding his boner at this point. It's like, oh, yeah, dude, the plan, the master plan is working. I'm trying to like move forward, take action, make it super easy for her. And Lala's like, well, I know how it feels to have someone hold you hostage to your past or their version of it. Is she talking about Randall? Like, I'm so confused in what she's referring to. Maybe you guys will let me know what she's referring to, but like, hostage to your past. I can't keep up. I'm like, I'm getting whiplash just keeping up with Lala's changing opinions. Anyways, and I was like, it's been humbling. Like, I've also been trying to do guided meditation and also just explore other ways to handle anxiety and anger. And James is like, yeah, meditation, really good. Working out, really good. Masturbation, really good. Therapy is good. And Santa was like, I'm working with this guy tomorrow, and I wanted to see if maybe you wanted to come, Lala. And Lala was like, what is this? Well, this guy, he works with breathwork and self-improvement and all of these things. And like, I wanted to see if you wanted to come tomorrow. And Lala just stares at him and like kind of tries to digest what he's saying. And Sandoval and Itaganet goes, Lala and I don't know if we've ever been that close. In a way, it seems like less about reconnecting and more about like actually building something, which is the subtext there. It's like, I realize that we're on a TV show and we need new people to do scenes with. And so I guess for the first time in 7 years, I will try to be friends with Lala. Kiss her ass a little bit, stroke her ego. Lala goes, I don't want to hold you to your past in any way, shape, or form. I just don't know if I can participate right now. I don't want to make a mockery of the work that you're doing. Lala, don't worry. I will do that in a second. So don't worry about, do not worry your pretty little head about it. I got that. And she's like, do you mind if I sleep on it? He's like, no. And Lala's like, then I'll let you know. I appreciate you inviting me. Yeah, dude, of course. It's the next day. We do this hop over to like Katie's in the valley. She's getting ready in her bathroom. And then we hop over to Lala's and we just say you're taking dishes out of the dishwasher. Do we need this? Like, honestly, this is a supersized episode. It's like, what? Like, I don't need to see Lala take two dishes out of a dishwasher. And then we go over to DJ James Kennedy, who's making avocado toast. And Allie goes, I like banana on my avocado toast as well. Great information. Next, we go over to Sandoval's Valley Village. Okay, so get ready, you guys. This is going to be loud. I've been working on this all day. So this is going to turn your volume down or something like this. There's going to be a lot of breathing, yelling, all of those things. This is what I trained at Arizona State University's theater department for. Okay. We're at Sandoval's Valley Village. He's lying on the floor with a sleep mask and headphones. A man is like 5 feet away from him with a computer and a microphone and headphones as well. Like, it's very scientific. So Tom's like laid out on the floor. It's like, and the man's like, 3, 2, 1, in, out. And we hear Sandoval performance of a lifetime. He's like, and this is Dr. Vu, lifestyle and performance specialist, and he is guiding Sandoval through a breathing meditation exercise. And Dr. Vu, into the microphone, he's like, these few minutes are going to set the tone for the entire session. And Sandoval is panting on the floor. And Dr. Vu's like, in, out. You're investing in yourself and your spiritual growth. Stay on track. You've conquered tougher challenges, all of the reflection of your inner world. And Sandoval's like, ah, it sounds like Joe's there too. Like, zoinks, pull my finger. Dr. Vu's like, remember, the universe always prioritizes our growth over our comfort. Now, I would also be like, remember, Tom, that you're really creeping out the universe right now. Lala enters the house right now, thinks it's probably like some porn. Like, are those girls over there from the pool party again? Like, because it's like, so Lala's like listening and just watching. Dr. Vu yells, deep breath in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Big breath in, Tom, and hold it. Squeeze everything in your body, Tom. Exhale with a big ass scream. And then he goes, I love you, girl. Buy a laxative pill. Lisa ice cream. Dr. Vu kneels by his head on the floor with a pillow and is like, young man, you're going to Broadway. That was quite a performance. Poor Maya is just like in the other room, like literally shitting her brains out. Sandoval and I talking to her is like, it feels like an emotional orgasm. Oh my God. I bet Tom does this. He's like, I'm close. Did you have one too, dude? All right. Dr. Boo's like, well, I think you've got a friend here. And Santa's like, who in it? What? Wait, what? What? Who's here? So staged. And he's like, you can take your blindfold off. And he looks, it's Lala. He's like, What's up, Lala? Hi. Hey, dude. Wow. It was cool, dude. Do you want a latte? And so he makes her one of those dumpling lattes.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And they go outside and he's like, I feel really good about this. Appreciate you coming over here. Did you just hear me have an orgasm? Anywho. And Lala's like, yeah, it seemed really great. And I know that you wanted us to, you know, do it together. But I think, you know, can you imagine Lala? Little Lala's like, ah! It's like, I know that you wanted us to do it together, but I think that was so meaning for you, you know, meaningful for you to do, like, you know, solo. And Lala and I are talking that goes, we should reserve the right to evolve and fuck what anyone else says. And you know what? Let's say he's bullshitting us all. He's the one that has to sleep with himself. It doesn't affect my life. I sleep really nice at night. Producer's pet. She is producer's pet. She'll do a scene with a monster. She is producer's pet and then blame it on psychology. The universe opening up for me. Lala goes, what happened last year, Tom, was just like the cherry on top. And I feel like for a really long time, I have really, really tried. I texted you to tell you I was proud of you about the bar and I never would get responses. And when my life went south, not once did you ask me how I was doing. And Sandoval takes this in. And he's like, don't want to say it. Okay, well, I apologize for that. I didn't feel sometimes appropriate doing that because there was a little bit of a disconnect with us. And Lala's like, and I get that, but I just want you to know that it wasn't just last year for me. Whatever went on for you and Ariana, whatever decisions that you made, do I approve of them? No. Do I understand of them? No. Is it a trigger for me to see parallels? Yes. Like, I think those three things that you said is like, maybe don't be hanging out with them then. But it's like, it's not only you. I did it to Tom Schwartz. I did it to every straight man I came into contact with, because what happened in my life really, really fucked me up. And I know that it's not fair, and I'm working on trying to heal, and I'm trying to trust again. And I don't want you paying for my experience with someone else. So in a way, this is the weirdest scene ever, because Sandoval is kind of in the weird way getting an apology from Lala. I mean, first of all, I kind of recommend to all women, it's like, yeah, be very skeptical about men. Like, period. That's fine. Like, do it. Yes. But like, Lala's own experience is she doesn't owe Tom Sandoval an apology because of her own traumatic experiences with a man. Like, no, like, it's like, that's a good way to be, Lala. Have a healthy skepticism. Yes. Like, you do not owe Tom Sandoval an apology in this moment. I know you are trying to be some like kind of like enlightened person, but to me, this is just even more confusing. It's like more of a mess. To me, this is like sloppy in so many ways. It's like sloppy, weird thinking. And Sandoval's like, thank you, dude. Well, I just want positivity and I want to be positive to other people. I don't want to walk in a room and people will be like, fuck, I don't want that. But the way that things have worked out in like my life, I do feel like this was supposed to happen. And maybe what you went through was maybe supposed to happen too. Okay, but the difference is, Lala, what happened in her life, she might have turned a blind eye at times with Randall, but Randall did that to her. Tom did this situation to Ariana, and he did this to himself and Raquel and other people. So there is a difference. This didn't happen to Tom. It did happen to Lala, but it didn't happen to Tom. Tom created that environment for himself. And that's a huge difference. And the fact that these things are just being skated over is so weird to me, because I feel like these are learning moments to be like, Tom, I need you to understand. Like, I still don't feel like to this day, even after filming, we know that he does not understand, because I feel like he was able to like just get by. Like, I don't know if they just truly don't listen to each other in these conversations and they go in with their own agenda, so they're not truly listening. Lala goes, of course, Tom, I've been held prisoner to my experience for way too long. You and what you did, that is not my fight. I now have to go into, this is what I want. This is what I feel good about. And I did feel good about coming here and having this conversation with you and letting you know that this is good for me. That's like fucking Gandhi, man. Sandoval's like, I appreciate your vulnerability, Lala. I would like to become better friends with you and invest in that. What is this? Like, if I do, is this like Wells Fargo? Invest in that? This is such a weird show, you guys. Lala's like, okay, well, let's see where it goes. Cheers to that. Cheers, dude. Like, what is going on? Make it stop. It feels icky. Okay, so now we shoot on over to something about her. Katie and Ariana are meeting there, and Penny is there. And I'm sure you guys know by now, there is some weirdness, it seems like, with Penny. I noticed on her Instagram page, she doesn't have any mention of something about her. She didn't mention that she was on the show this week or when she was on a couple of weeks ago. And I do believe that Penny owns the trademark to something about her. So I don't know what is going on, because at this point, the space is fully, you know, decorated, all of that. They're doing this other tasting of the sandwiches. So something did go down with Penny. Something is up. Like, you know, you do this for the attention, you know, for your brand. And if you are not telling people you're actually on TV tonight, or there's nothing on your social media about something about her, yeah, something must have gone down. We will find out what that is, but it is definitely very weird seeing her in this scene and her not mentioning anything about this. Anyways, they're doing this tasting again. Katie's saying there's permitting issues, but other, you know, they're making improvements in the sandwiches. Logan comes in, Ariana's BFF that Rachel outed last week, which I talked about, I think, on Monday's episode. And Freddie Mellencamp, remember the friend of on Beverly Hills, Freddie Mellencamp? She got into beef with Logan. Or tried to get into beef with Logan this week. I thought this was hysterical. It's like, Freddie, take all of the seats. Don't, like, what do you do? Like, it's sometimes just ridiculous. I know this is what she does. It's what I do as well. But like, sometimes I'm like, dude, it's right there. Like, it's so quick detour here. Logan, I told you, I think it was after the reunion a week and a half ago, Bravo had released the seating chart, which we talked about. I did a video on it, and they always do that with the reunion seating charts. But after they filmed the reunion, I think it was like Sunday night, Logan, or Saturday night, Logan was like, some of these people won't see heaven. I think obviously referring to the fight that Lala and Ariana got into at the end of the reunion, and probably a lot of other stuff. And like, listen, this is Ariana's really good friend, has gone to bat for Ariana so many times. And I'm sorry, I think it is weird if you see how this season ends and stuff. There seems to be a shift with Lala, especially where it seems like she's looking after her paycheck, which is totally her prerogative, instead of any kind of like looking at certain things from a realistic vantage point. It's just coming off very weird. So, you know, Logan retweeted the Bravo thing with that comment, the Bravo seating chart. That was what he did. And then on her podcast, pooping off with Emily, who I love, Emily from Real Housewives of Orange County. This is what Freddie Mellencamp said.
I don't see you on either of these couches. So why are you tweeting this out? Yeah. And why is he sending out the seating chart? Yeah. Like all the things. Logan, have a couple seats or go serve another cocktail at Sir.
Is that where he works?
I don't know. He might be her publicist now. It's hard to say. Yeah. They have, a paid friend, where it is.
It's so weird. It's like, Freddie, you're a paid friend for Kyle sometimes. And also, you take several seats. Don't take a reunion seat because I don't want you to actually sit in a reunion seat again. But like, that is wild. Like a paid friend, like, come on. You actually know, like, and Logan put this in his stories. He says, wait, why is Teddy Mellencamp coming for me? LOL, dragging me for working at a bar. And he goes, Tom, by the way, not Sir, calling me a paid friend. I've always been very nice to Teddy. Teddy, girl, check your DMs. So this is a little kooky. Hey, a little spooky kind of. And he goes, and by the way, Bravo shared the seating chart on their social media and I shared my opinion about it, just like you are literally doing on this podcast. So what's the difference? Other than the fact that I've been on Vanderpump Rules way more times than you have, I'll go ahead and save you a seat as well. I think that's weird. Like, cause Freddie knows how it goes down and Freddie will like, it's just like, she'll kiss the ass of these people when she needs them and then try to like run over them when it's, I don't know. I was just kind of grossed out by that. What do you guys think? I was like, there are a lot of people that I could like slam that are periphery friends on that show, but just Logan is not one of those people. And I think that's gross that, I don't know, that to me was gross. Anyways, they're coming into the sandwich shop and they're doing the tasting and Lala and Atuk, and it's like, why are we doing this again? We did this last summer and they flashback to last summer. Well, they're doing it again because the space is actually decorated where it wasn't last time, which was on the season finale where Tom was boffing Raquel and they were at Kyle Chan's jewelry opening, Joe Schwartz, Rachel and Sandoval. And then Sandoval and Schwartz went into the something about her tasting directly after that. Sandoval brought Ariana flowers, the whole bit when he was fully in this other relationship. So dark. So Lala, the reason why we're doing it is because you promote things on this show and they're trying to promote this restaurant. Lala's like, yeah, I get it. The Soprasada, we saw this last summer. Please, can we fast forward through this just like a little bit? Wait, this part's really funny though. And they do this little thing like a DVR of like bloop, 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 like fast forwarding. I hate sometimes when they do this because I'm like, you guys actually have a story to tell. You don't need these little effect jokes. Schwartz is like, he's enjoying the sandwiches. And James is like, Schwartz wants a manwich. We know Tom likes a sloppy Joe, right? Which is a joke. Oh, Joseph. And James in a talking head goes, I had very high hopes for the girls at the very beginning of this whole sandwich endeavor. But, you know, as the weeks turned into months and the months turned into more months, there's not much difference between Ariana and Katie's sandwich shop and Tweedledee and Tweedle Little Dick Schwartz and Sandy's. Is there? So it's a smashing success. They're going to bring sandwiches over to Sir, where Lisa Vanderpump and Ken will be there because she can't be here at this tasting. But I thought once again, it was just like, Lala, are you just looking for opportunities to be shitty at this point? Whenever, whatever you do, Lala, you know, you will hope that all of these girls speak highly about you in the talking heads about whatever business you create in the future. Anyways, Lala is talking to Ariana. She's like, hey, I was at your house today. I saw your boyfriend orgasm scream into a pillow. Which, by the way, that guy with the pillow, like he had the pillow right next to Tom. And I was like, is this dude about to kill Tom with the pillow? He was like inching closer to Tom as he was screaming. I was like, is he going to smother Tom? But he's telling Ariana, he's like, hey, because last time we went to mocktails, Schwartzy invited us. He said, Sandoval may come, he may not. He like popped in and he says, hey, I'm doing this breath work thing tomorrow. I'm going to lay down on the floor and not watch after Maya the dog. And I was just hoping you would do it with me. And I was like, I just don't think you and I are there yet, but there's got to be some sort of growth, right? Anyway, anywho, I like Lala's like speeding past the story. We went outside and had the most productive conversation that I've had with Tom in all of my years of knowing him. This is one of those things that I just think is hysterical. It's like last week with Sheena. It's like, why are you telling Ariana this? It's just like one of the turning of the screws. Like, we tell... Tell Lisa this. Lisa will kiss your ass. Oh, la, I love that. Breath work, outside, talking, growth. Yes. But why tell Ariana? Like, why? It's just kind of like shitty. It's like, oh my God, it was amazing. And Ariana talking to it's like, very cool, Lala. Very cool. Don't know if I really buy it, but cool. And Ariana goes, Lala, the reason I wasn't at my house was because I was at the emergency vet because he was so insanely irresponsible with my dog. She had to have an endoscopy. He went into my room yesterday. I had a takeout container on my nightstand. After Hotel Ziggy, I had takeout. He not only let Maya in there, but then shut her in for hours so she ate wooden skewers from chicken satay. Satay. And it's just. Also, everybody out there, invest in pet insurance. It will really, I know that sounds crazy. When you get a new pet, invest in pet insurance. It was one of the best things my ex did with our dog. Rest in peace, Brooklyn. But it's so expensive. It is so insanely expensive. Lala goes, well, that could like literally kill a dog. Yeah, Lala, it could. He's out there screaming into an orgasm pillow. Ariana's like, it could literally kill her. So I'm home for all of fucking 30 seconds before I rush her to the vet. They x-ray and all the stuff. The bill is $6,000. Ariana and I talking head goes, thankfully the vet was able to get everything out and Maya's okay. But this is like added to the laundry list at this point of reasons why my ex cannot be trusted to have decent judgment when it comes to anything. Tom is stupid. But on top of that, all men are stupid, including myself. I'm a big fucking dum-dum. But like, this is it. She nails it. This is real life shit. Like when like a pet emergency or something, this isn't like reality show bullshit about like Lala and Sheena trying to be friends with Tom again. This is real life, man. She did have to take her dog in. How many examples also are they going to hear about Tom Sandoval for their like have a healthy skepticism? Anyway, Lala's like, Ariana, I would highly recommend having that conversation. Ariana's like, there's no way I can have any conversation that is not literally me fucking slitting his throat right now physically and being arrested. This is not the first time that he's given zero shits of the well-being of what I consider to be my children. This is like, I mean, just like Lala knows this. Imagine somebody telling her this about Randall. Like, you've got to have this conversation with Randall. She would be, fuck no, I'm going to slit that man's throat. I literally had to sneak out in the middle of the night. They only communicate through lawyers. Lala says when she's asked about it. She was on Jeff Lewis. She's like, no, we only communicate through lawyers. Lala, you know this better than anybody. You could be such an ally to Ariana in this part of like, listen, I'm going to keep talking to Sandoval, but I totally understand why you don't. Like, that is the part I don't. Also, I mean, like, it's great about the sandwich shop, but like, can we go back to like, I still can't get over the Maya and the 500 laxative pills. Like, this should be a whole season. Like, I am more invested in Maya and this poor dog. Sandoval's gotten my stash, dude. Oh my God. This poor dog. The true victim of Vanderpump Rules. And then Lala next, she's like, that dog knew it what it was getting in for. Like, Lala turns against Maya. Well, I'm sorry. Maya shouldn't be poking around in other people's stuff. What? Like, that's so, like, that's the season right there. Like, boom. Like, what? The dog fucking $6,000 eating chicken satay skewers? And then it's not the first time he's done his 500 laxative pills. Like, it's like, what is Maya, like a drug mule for like weight loss? Oh my God. It's make it stop. Oh. Also, I was thinking about the reunion is, you know how like they had to watch the last 7 episodes like a couple days before the reunion, because Andy Cohen was talking about it. He's like, oh, I got the last 7 episodes. They're fantastic. Because, you know, the cast didn't have them until like, you know, a day or like a couple days before the reunion started. So I have a feeling watching Lala do her talking head bullshit, and I'm sure it gets worse, that that Ariana was like super pissed going into that. So I imagine seeing it that close to actually the reunion probably didn't help that situation at all and would probably get somebody pretty pissed. Like, also, if I saw somebody slagging me off about my sandwich shop and about like Tom and about the house and stuff, I would be like, what the fuck are you like? I would be angry, rightfully so. I mean, if somebody like Lala is running her mouth at this point, like it's not even hiding it. And so I really want to know what the real beef is. I want to know, like, Lala, what information are you holding? Like, please say you have something, because if you're just doing this to be contrarian and to make good television, I think that's going to backfire on you at some point. Like, honestly, and it's like a show about friends, but Lala was brought into this show. She was a casting choice that actually ended up working out. That's how good Lala is. But she wasn't like one of those OG friend group people. So I don't know. It's just something I was thinking about. Anyways, back to this. We have we're over at Sir, and Lisa arrives at Sir, and Ken's like trailing far behind with a dog on his arm, you know, like the, you know, just like, me and this dog, it's my life force. Help me. Oh. And Schwartz is like bringing espresso martinis to Katie and Ariana. And Lisa's like, sit here, darling. The girls are coming by. And Ken's like, all right, all right. He's just shuffling. Oh, I'm going to Musty. I can't believe I'm here. Oh, help me. The girls are coming with their sandwiches because I just want to taste their sandwiches. This is ages since they did that. Now it's up and running. It's going to open. And Katie and Ariana present the sandwiches. And, you know, Lisa's talking, I'll have the Caprese. I love the bread as well. It's sexy bread. It's really good. In a talking head, Lisa's like, I can't believe the sandwich shop is still not open. They signed the lease over a year ago. My sexy restaurant, Wolf, will be open before something about it. From what they've spent on the place, it costs a fortune to have a space that's empty. I advise them to stage a fire for insurance money like I've done many times. But also Lisa knows exactly why this place isn't open. So I like, it just like, this is like the bit of reality television. And Ariana's like, yeah, the bread's going to be great. Lisa continues into talking head, and sandwiches, they've got to sell a shitload. They need to start now. And then Ariana's like, hey, I found out something really juicy. And Katie's like, maybe 2014, I found out that Schwartz kissed Sheena in Vegas. And Ken comes alive. He's like, so what was it? Schwartz, oh, I can't believe Schwartz kissed Gina in Vegas. I can't believe that. Was there a jacuzzi involved? Help me. I can't believe that. Ken, oh, Ken finally woke up. Good morning, Ken. Schwartz, I can't believe Schwartz did that. What was he thinking? Oh, what's wrong with these boys? And you know, like, Ken can't say too much because Lisa's so pro-men. You know, he's like, oh, I'm going to knock that man's spark out. Oh, shut up, Ken, please. We do know that we need to keep this show going. You cannot forgive these girls. It's the girls. Ariana's a horrible person. Please. And I just love it. He's like, Schwartz did? Oh. And Lisa's like, Schwartz was kissing Sheena. And Katie's like, yeah. And Lisa's like, no. But at the same time, good. We can actually get some mileage about that in next season. And Katie's like, oh, yeah, yeah. No, who said that? And Ariana's like, well, they both said it. And Katie's like, I talked to both of them. We get a flashback to 2 hours earlier. It's something about her. I don't understand why this, like, I don't want this a flashback. I want this a main scene. Katie's talking to Schwartz. He's like, Lala told me some news that you, like, dropped on her. What? You and Sheena back in the day? And George is like, well, and Katie's like, I know this was 11 years ago. And Katie's like, well, we're done. And I'm glad about that for like these very same reasons. It's just, you know, another thing that I was kept in the dark, you know, with. And George is like, oh, didn't I do that? You know, it's just like, oh, shucks. I wanted to see that whole scene. We saw a whole scene with Sheena. Like, Schwartz is the dude that did it. Schwartz went in for a kid. Like, I want to know what was going through your... Sometimes I mainline darkness, dude. And Lisa's like, oh, they kept that very quiet for a long time. Clever girl. And Katie's like, uh-oh, here comes Schwartz. And Schwartz is like, I got you guys some espresso martinis. Hello! And Schwartz is like, hi, guys. What's up, Ken? And, like, Schwartz spills some of the espresso martinis on the girls. Ken's like, what the fuck are you doing, Schwartz? What? Lisa's like, I can't believe you made out with Sheena. And Schwartz winces. He's like, it's a long story. Katie's like, and I was so trusting. You had it so good for so many years, and you blew it. You fumbled so hard, and now you got Sloppy Joe. And Schwartz is like, oh, come on. Let's not do that. Okay, I gotta go. Abort. And Ariana's like, oh, abort? Did it get hard? And Schwartz is like, no. know. And Katie's like, Tom, you're being like, do we have to do this again? Oh my God. Schwartz in a talking head goes, didn't we just work through this? Why is Katie bringing this up? She's like Gordo when he gets a bone. Man, he will not let it go. Wow. These men and their dogs. It's like when Gordo takes some of Maya's laxative pills. What, like, why? Oh, how dare Katie bring this up? Like, she just brought it up after 11 years one time, and now it's the second time. When will it end? Oh, man, women. You can't live with them. You can't kill them legally. Am I right? This is ridiculous. This is completely ridiculous. Katie should be angry. Katie should even have residual anger. I mean, she just found out a couple of days ago, but yes. And Schwartz is just like, oh man, Katie's just like a dumb old dog with a bone. Schwartz has always been just like so shitty to Katie. I mean, it really, he's charming to everybody else, but like really shitty when it counts with Katie. And it's like a bummer to watch. Like, I you know, I still haven't heard like a flat out apology or an explanation. Hopefully that got lost somewhere in the edit. But Schwartz is like, I'm out. And Lisa's like, do you feel angry at him? And Katie's like, he orbits in my universe. And it's just like, he fails every time. And Gariana's like, yeah, it's like Arrested Development. And Katie's like, yeah, it is. And then Schwartz goes to the bar and Brock's there. He's like, oh, fellas, man. And Brock's like, buddy, I was premeditated. And Schwartz's like, that was a bad idea. I just got grilled. Yo, you were just sweating. What did you just walk out on? And he's like, holy shit. Here, you want to have a drink this and recompose? And Schwartz is like, I'll do half of it. I love that Schwartz is like, no, I'll only do half of that shot. Which, by the way, you see the shot. He does the full shot. I have my limits. I'll do a half a shot. Well, they were roasting me. I'm roastable. They down the shot. And Brock's like, what did they roast you about, little Schwartz? And Schwartz is like, about Sheena and, you know, about me and Joe. So I guess Brock knows about the Sheena Schwartz thing. Like, you know, Brock's like, Brock looks like he's like about, he's like, yeah, okay. They went back to that old song and dance, huh? And Schwartz is like, what I used to do sometimes, even though me and Katie had a tumultuous relationship, she would get me very upset, and I had a lot of pent-up resentment with her, and I handled it in the most cowardly fucking way. I would retaliate and get shit-faced and make out with a stranger. Huh, the biggest fucking coward on the planet. Schwartz is having an episode. Like, this is like iconic episode for Schwartz. Like, the way he tells these stories, they're so dark. And he'd be like, I handled it in the most cowardly way. I just got so fucked up. Like, so he would say, like, he would purposely get fucked up knowing he would go make out with somebody. I've said this for years because I've covered this show for years now. And I said it felt like he used to just get hammered so he could cheat on Katie. But like, is it like, I mean, I just think he wanted to like kiss people. Like, I think this him blaming it in retrospect on the pent up resentment he had towards Katie is wild, especially since this man doesn't go to therapy. So it is like, it's weird. I don't think he's hitting the nail on the head. And it's also this kind of like poor me stuff. Like, oh, poor, she drove me to do it, man. And Brock's like, so you felt like so repressed that it was your outlet, that I was like, your fuck you. And Schwartz's like, I'm ashamed of it, but I wanted to sit down with her and I'm fucking sorry. You wanted to sit down with her. Like, you didn't even tell her. She found out from somebody else. Brock in a talking head goes, Katie's overreacting from a kiss over 10 years ago. Katie needs to get off her high horse because I know for a fact that there's some real double standards happening. Huh? Now I'm led to believe that Brock doesn't know what double standards actually means. Also, Katie is not overreacting. Katie's very calmly talking about being disappointed, unless they're editing something out that I'm, anyways, Brock's like, can I tell you the truth, George? Yeah. We were partying the other night and Katie left with somebody in your friend group. And he's like, what? Yeah. Wait, who is it? It's your boy, bro. Max? Yeah, Max. She took him into the restroom. And Schwartz is like, she fucked him? Oh my God. Katie and Max? Schwartz in a talking head's like, Max is the former manager at TomTom. Remember? He got fired for racist tweets. Anywho, he's also a very good buddy of mine. Yeah, this has all the telltale signs of a revenge bang. Well, are you saying, Tom, that revenge bang would actually be Max Boyan's revenge on you? Because Kate, it's like the onus is on the woman. Like, okay, so Katie's to blame. Katie used her wickedly
way, wicked, wicked ways, her wicked witchy ways to make Max sleep with her. He didn't want to at all. Very conflicted about it. He's Schwartz's boy, so we know Max couldn't be at fault for this. But this Katie, she's a bad seed. Anyways, we have a flashback from 2019 of them, and then Brock is like, well, okay, I didn't watch. I wasn't in the room. We sent a message, you know, hey, where are you at? His location was her house, and he sent an emoji of a face, eyes, and a straight line. The meh emoji. And so Brock is letting us know that they had Max's location. Sheena did, and saw that it was at Katie's place. And Schwartz is like, oh, I fucked up. And Brock's like, and then the third party was bound to happen. And Schwartz holds his head in his hands. He's like, this is so weird. It's like all of the times I lied about knowing about Rachel and Sandoval. He doesn't say that, but he should. Brock and a talking head's like, after Hotel Ziggy, we decided to go to an after party. Sheena invited Max. He rocked up. Katie was there, and throughout the night, we could see they were getting close. And as we all start to leave, they kind of left together. And Sheena and a talking head's like, later that night, I tracked his location, and I see, huh, I don't think you live in the same building as Katie. But then the next morning, just out of curiosity, I checked it again, and he was still there. Also, Kristen Doty lives in that same apartment building as Katie, so he could have been to Doty's place, too, because Max has, you know, boinked Katie before. I mean, boinked Doty before. Brock and her talking heads like, look, if you know Sheena, you know that she is a location collector. I like, Sheena Shea, the location collector. She will collect your location like nobody's business. Coming fall 2024. Sheena and a talking head's like, they show her looking at her phone for a minute because they ask her how many people. And Sheena's like, 56, 56. And Fraser's like, you have 56 people's locations? And Sheena's like, apparently. It's not like a weird thing. I'm not like, what are you doing right now? Where are you? Where are you? Refresh, refresh. I do kind of feel like she is that a little bit. But also, I do think also, especially with women, that is a very safe thing to do. Like, it's Los Angeles. I mean, every woman should, like, you know, be like doing this with their friends. I think that is, but 56, that's a wild number. That's a lot of people. And I do think there is a blend of two things. I think Sheena, like Sheena, by the way, we'll talk about this, had Raquel's location because people were DMing me like, do you think she had like, you know, Raquel's location and knew about the Sandoval stuff? And I remember like, I was like, oh, I do know the answer to this because Sheena did talk about this last year. And I posted that this morning, but it was, I remembered reading about this in an Us Weekly article. Sheena had talked about this, that she did have that, Rachel's location. So this is from an article from Us Weekly. Sheena saying, I just saw a lot of things that were off and started questioning them the end of January. She turned off her location that I had had for over a year, which was a red flag number one for me. Sheena Shea tweeted in June 2023, referring to Levis's strange behavior. Because remember, Rachel like wound up at some like California concert that Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras was doing out of nowhere. And she like Rachel turned off her location from Sheena, and Sheena is on that shit, dude. Sheena is Sheena is like an Inspector Gadget. Like she is just like a detective. Inspector Gadget. Sheena. Sheena, go! She's gonna track you with your location. Sheena, go! Oh my god. The Inspector Gadget song like just popped into my head when I was talking about that, so I downloaded it real quick. I have not heard the Inspector Gadget theme song in so long. What a cartoon. But I love that Sheena is just like doing the detective work with locations. She's tracking all of her friends. I do think there is a good heartedness to it, but I also think that Sheena loves information. Sheena loves to know where everybody's going, and Sheena puts things together really quickly. So I think she knew immediately that Max was boinking Katie potentially. And also, did we get confirmation that they boinked or did they just make out? Probably, you know, anyways, Sheena's like, apparently it's not like a weird thing. I'm like, what, you know, it's like, it's not weird. And Schwartz in the scene is like, Max. And Brock's like, yeah, brother, Max. Now Sandoval is with T, the girl, and they're walking down the sidewalk to Sir. And Sandoval's like, they say there's something in the candles here that makes everybody crazy. Do you know I orgasmed into a pillow today doing breath work? And Sheena's watching the room, and Sheena's like, who's in the hat? Is that Sandoval? Cause he's dressed up like Kyle Richards, like mixed with Mumford and Sons. And Lala's like, yeah, that's him.
And Sam's like, what's up, guys? And Schwartz hugs T. And Sheena's like, who's that girl? And Brock's like, T, you're like a tea bag. Boop. What are you, Brock? What is going on with you, man? And Santa's like, we went bowling, dude. You guys went bowling tonight. Yeah, dude, it's like the 70s. I wanted to dress like 70s. Sandoval's in a whole getup. And we do a flashback to this bowling alley. I think it's in Highland Park. And Sandoval's doing the Michael Jackson fancy moves with the ball. Like, how is this young girl like, yeah, this is super hot. Like, is this, it was the way, it's like, ooh, the way you make me feel, you really turn me on. It was so embarrassing. Like, this really got T going. Anyways, T was like taking pics and videos of him. It was weird. And Brock's like, you missed it. Instead of like, what happened, dude? Max and Katie went home, and he wiggles his two pointer fingers. It's like, what? They touched dicks? And Sam was like, made out? Sandoval like, made out? And he's like, no, like, fucked. Touched pee-pees. And Sandoval just stares with a toothpick hanging in his mouth. This is so weird. Sandoval and I talking, it's like, there's a total double standard when it comes to Katie. There always has been. It's like so fucking obvious how ridiculous that it is. This is like Sandoval, like, you know, Mr. Forgiveness and Growth Sandoval saying, like, back to the hatred of Katie after Katie last week said, yo, man, like, you really did affect things in my marriage and all of this stuff. Like, there is just absolutely no growth. Sandoval has always hated Katie, period. And also Schwartz seems like he's had a healthy hatred of Katie as well. Ariana's at the table of girls outside, and so they're doing it, and then like they go up near this bar with T and Brock, and Schwartz is like, by the way, Lisa just texted. She wants to talk to us. Tom, do you want to come back to the garden? And Brock's like, so you kicked his ass bowling, T, huh? T-bag, yeah. And Ariana is like, okay, I'm getting some water. Sheena goes up to Brock and T, and Brock's like, this is the wife, T. This is Sheena. And Tina's like, hey. And she's like, T, hi, can I have your location? And Brock's like, Ariana, this is T. And T's like, hi, nice to meet you. And Ariana's like, well, I'm going to go behind you and get a water. And Sheena's like, did you hook up with Sandoval? And Brock cracks up as Sheena is like, you know, doesn't waste any time asking. And Brock's like, Sandoval and T went to bowling tonight. Ah. And Ariana just, he's like, how old are you? And she's like, I'm 25. And Ariana smiles. She's like, well, that makes sense. I'm sure you've been given a different version of events from reality, but don't waste your time with a 41-year-old narcissist. All I can say. And Sheena's like, what did you say to Schwartz, Brock? And Brock's like, I told him. And Sheena's like, why? And Brock's like, because it wasn't your place. I didn't want you to be the one to tell him. And Sheena's like 2 inches from Brock's face. And she's like, I wasn't going to, Brock. And Brock's like, why are you so upset about it? Ah, you're making my heels shrink. And Sheena's like, why would you do that? That's not our place. I was like, wait, what? I'm so confused. I can't tell if Sheena's like putting this bit on for the camera because it seems like something that would be revealed or wanted to be revealed. And Brock's like, you were going to say something if I hadn't said something. No, I wasn't, Brock Daniel. And Sheena and the talking head's like, Katie and I are in a good place. Like, what the fuck are you doing, Brock? And Brock's like, Sheena, pull your head out of your ass or I'll go home. Oh, yeah. Sheena's like, okay, good. Stop, Sheena says. And Brock's like, I'll go home. You're ridiculous. Your responses right now annoy the shit out of me. Ah! And he storms off. And meanwhile, Ariana is telling T, well, I was at my grandmother's funeral. They were fucking in my house. This is kind of funny. It's like, T's like, I just went bowling. T's like, oh my God, you're so strong. Oh my God, you're so strong. Oh my God, you're so strong. I would have led with, he let my dog have 500 laxative pills. Ariana's like, you're a prize. He's not a prize. Would you agree? He is not the prize. Yeah, it's a little cringy, but yeah, I mean, this is what happens when you pull a 25-year-old in front of your ex. Sheena is turning to them and she's like, yeah, no. Okay. Nice to meet you. And T's like, bye guys. And Ariana and Sheena go back to their table. T is now standing alone at the bar. And Lala's like, what's wrong, baby? And Sheena's like, ask Brock. And Ariana, Brock's like, why is she upset? And Katie's like, what happened? And Brock's like, she's upset that I spoke to Schwartz about last night's interaction with you and Max, the old hippity dippity. And Ariana's like, what's last night's interaction with you and Max? Boyans? And Katie's like, wait. What are you talking about? Ariana turns like to the camera area and she whispers, what is going on? And Lala's like, do you have a thing with Max Boyens, Katie? And Ariana's like, I don't know what's happening. And Katie's like, so what? Max came over to my place afterwards. And by the way, there is a dude from Vanderpump Villa, Marciano, who is seated at this group of people. This is one of the leads of Vanderpump Villa seated at this table. In fact, he's going to be on the show next week, the new Hulu show that premieres Monday night. So this guy is just randomly sitting with this group. And Brock's like, yeah. And Katie's like, okay, whatever. And Brock's like, just for some Netflix and chill, huh? And Katie's like, so what's the deal? And Brock's like, there is no deal, Katie. I was just letting him know his best friend was at his ex-wife's house. I mean, that's not, I think Katie has an apartment, but Katie's like, why does he need to know about it? Brock's like, because he got his ass ran for keeping it in the friend group, but you went to his best friend. And Katie's like, when I asked him like 3 months into our separation not to fuck any friends in the group, and he did not give a single fuck about what I thought. By the way, I'm yelling. She was not yelling. And Lala's like, did they sleep together? And Sheena's like, I'm staying out of it. It's none of my business. I got to go check out my locations. And Lala and a talking head's like, I do not recognize this version of Katie. Like, the Katie I know doesn't seek revenge fucks. She just doesn't. She talks about him. Flashback to a year earlier, Katie going, you want to start fucking this person? I'll run a train through your restaurant. Lala continues in a talking head. She actually doesn't go and do it. I love that Lala's like, Katie's lazy, basically. Brock's like, if my best friend slept with my wife, my ex-wife, I would be fucking headbutt him. And Sheena's like, oh my God, I checked to see if my friends got home safe. I saw his location. I was like, oh, maybe he dropped Katie off. And then I checked it again and I checked it again and I kept checking it again. I didn't sleep. I was just checking it all the time. And it was still there the next morning. And I was like, this was like, Sheena was like on the case, man. I would love to see Sheena's text for like, we need to subpoena Sheena's text because you know, she probably texted so many people like, guess where Max is? Katie goes, Sheena, what the fuck are you doing? And she's like, Brock's out on my phone. That's why he went and said something right now. I feel like this is set up. And Sheena like was like, Brock, you got to tell him. Lala goes, by the way, kind of fucked up of Max, which by the way, Lala nails it. It is kind of fucked up of Max. Max in a current quote unquote best friend relationship with Schwartz. That's fucked up of Max. Like Katie, like we just never learn. Brock, who's screaming, he's like, thank ya! Would you blame it on me? I was like, yo, you're a friend! And Lala's like, they're fucking thick. Your best friend. This fucking group is weird. I know, that's what we should call the show now. Just like, this fucking group is weird. Season 11. Lala and I talking to goes, I just feel like everyone's full of shit. Ariana's lying about why she's still in the house and her financial situation. This is what I'm talking about. What does that mean, Lala? Give us what she's lying about. I do think also there is something legally that if she can't leave the house if she wants to actually, like, there are certain rights as a homeowner that you have to be in the house. I wonder if that has anything to do with this, but Lala is having some piece of information that she's not coming out with. That's what it seems like, because she's running her mouth a lot. And she's like, Sheena, by following every single person's location, and she and Schwartz are hiding that they made out one time, and now Katie hooked up with Max, who's Schwartz's best friend. And, like, that's a big secret. The way everyone is moving is just, like, ick. Unfortunately, Lala does not have the place to be the moral center of this show. That to me is ick. So it's not a good foundation. It's like the Titanic. It's going to sink. You can't have Lala as the moral center of the show, but Lala is dead on right. The whole thing is a big ick. Lala's like, I'm leaving. This is fucking chaotic and a fucking weird. I don't want to be transparent about anything way. No, I'm annoyed. I'm leaving. I love you all. Goodbye. Lala making it about herself. And she goes, and Sheena's gritting her teeth. She's like, ah, I'm so mad at him right now. Brock. And now I'm going to check Lala's location next time on Vanderpump Rules. We have a French sommelier guy in James' backyard. He's like, oh, water. And then Schwartz is like, Max is literally my best friend. And you fucked him. His best friend. And Katie's like, Tom, how many best friends can these guys have? Like, I thought Sandoval was sure. Like, I love that guys. It is funny as you get older, you're like, the best friend thing of calling somebody your best friend. Like, there is something of like deep, I don't know. There is something very elementary school about best friends in the high school. But like, when you're in your 40s, the best friend thing, it's like, I love this person, but like, you know, I say best friend. It's just interesting. Like, we're running around saying best friends. Brock's like, Ariana needs to figure out forgiveness is more powerful than being bitter and angry. Everybody knows how to handle this. Everybody's just, you know, Brock, all of his family situations, he's handled amazingly. You know, he knows everybody is just so on top of their games and how to handle their own personal situations. So they do deserve to give Ariana this powerful advice. And then we have the final, the beach day that we've seen a lot of scenes of. And Ariana de Sandoval is like, stop speaking to me. And Schwartz is like, I'm going to take Tom to the bar early. And Ariana's like, you keep shoving him down my fucking throat. And what do you think I'm going to do? Sit here and have the best fucking beach day ever? What do you expect? So anyways, what a mess of a show, you guys. What a mess. This is long form, you guys. I'll probably split this into two episodes. You probably already know that by now. So people aren't scared of the time because there's just so much to talk about. Anyways, we're going to talk about the after show right now. Yeah, don't groan. There's some good information. So the after show is just great. They set up different groups of, like, you know, they have Jack, Schwartz, and Sandoval. You have one with Brock and DJ James Kennedy. You have with Sheena, Lala, and DJ James Kennedy, all different groupings, Ariana and Katie. And there's so much good information in this. So they talk about, like, did Max reach out to Schwartz after this was revealed? And Schwartz is like, Max reached out 5 days later. I could tell he was uncomfortable. So we went and got lunch. And, you know, so, and he's like, sorry, like, there was alcohol proximity. And, you know, like, they kind of, like, it's like, guys are so weird too, of like, Max waited, your best friend waited 5 days later, and then you just took him to lunch and then blamed it on alcohol. And, I'm not saying she was the aggressor, but it was on her bucket list. Like, there was like this weird kind of like blaming Katie for this whole situation, when it's like, your boy, man, that's your boy. And like, that's, just be honest though. Max wanted to fuck Katie. Don't act like Katie was like some aggressor. And by the way, if Katie is an aggressor, it was mutual aggression, and Katie can do whatever the fuck she wants. This is very different than what Schwartz has done. They have been divorced now for multiple years. And I'm sorry, like, Max, and Katie says this later, like, Max was like flirting with her heavily, and she was like, whoa, okay. Like, if your boy is your boy, then, but that's what I'm saying. This group is such like hellfire, pit of vipers, that like Max feels totally comfortable. Like, Max is, he's ran train through half of these women on Vanderpump Rules. I mean, Sheena, Doty, Dana, Katie now. Like, I mean, that's wild. I mean, sure, I would question why Katie would want to be with this dude in the first place, but that's not my, it's like, yeah, be with whoever you want. We usually don't question these guys when they're sleeping with every young thing out there, right? So I love this. Then Jack, Sandoval, and Schwartz have a scene, and Jack says, yeah, Sheena did some MacGyver shit, you know, like Kristen Doty taught her all those moves on the phone. Oh, God, women. And then Sheena says in a her scene, says her and Max are very good friends. And that night he checked my location. He was a good friend and checked my location and saw I was at Melrose Place. So he came and met up, and that Katie was there. And Sandoval saw him that night as well. And Schwartz says in his thing, he's like, do you think it wasn't the first time with them? And Sandoval's like, I think Katie's the one, dude. Katie did all of this, dude. And Katie says in hers, Katie says, well, when Max started acting that way, I was like, whoa, I mean, that's kind of crazy. But anyway, so this is like, they do these back and forth scenes. But it seems like Max is a heavily flirtatious guy. We've seen it time and time again. And Katie was down to clown. And, you know, he took her to Pound Town. But I love that, like, Max, it's like Max gets like, you know, it's like, it's not Max's fault. I know that much. I know. Hey, if there's one thing I know about a man, is that it's not Max's fault. I mean, this is like, it's like, he's your boy, your best friends. But like that, like, there, it's all bets are off, I guess, when it comes to women. And that's what Max should tell Schwartz. And Schwartz should know. He's like, you live by the sword, die by the sword, I guess. And, Sheena says he knew he wasn't going, like, Katie says Sheena knew that Max wasn't going home. Are you kidding me? And Katie says, well, I didn't get a text from Sheena. She wasn't worried about me. But then Sheena today, this is how great, Sheena today in a DM was like, I did text Katie that night. And because Sheena did the same thing of like, hey girl, see, I saw your location. To like, Sheena's just out there trying to get information under the guise of caring about Katie. That was hysterical to me. And then, Jack says, yeah, Max texted me and he was like, I think I fucked up. So Max is reaching out to Jax Taylor of all people. Like, so Max was like excited. Like, he was like, I've got to share the information. Look what I did. And Max told Jax that Katie poured him a huge drink of Johnny Walker, and there was like the disco ball on her ceiling. And Schwartz is like, that was our disco ball. And at this point, Schwartz has his sleeve cuffed, like, and it's like, and they're trying to get him to uncuff his sleeve in the, like, you know, and Sam's like, come on, dude, uncuff the sleeve. And he can't uncuff his sleeve. I mean, it's just like high comedy. Jax asks Schwartz, well, did you make out with Sheena? When did you do it? And Sheena lets us know this was right after season one. And he said, Schwartz told her, he's like, I want that he wanted to say things away from the people they were watching. And he had watched me and Ariana make out that night, Sheena says, and he pulls me over and kisses me. So in my guy brain, I think Schwartz got all like horned up watching Ariana and Sheena make out, and then thought like, hey, she's easy pickings, and like pulled her over and tried to kiss her. And Katie says, listen, I should be more surprised, but Tom Schwartz, you know, it's not that surprising. I think it's interesting. So the girls get more, even the girls question the girls more than the guys, because I think girls just accept the guys are fucked up. Schwartz says, I convinced myself it didn't happen. Like I love, like Schwartz did. He's like, I tried to erase those memories that I caused. Ariana says, listen, No, Ariana says in the scene with Katie about like the Sheena of it all says, well, maybe Sheena never said it because she didn't want to make Schwartz look bad because it was a bad look for Schwartz to do that while he was drunk. And Sheena in her says, yeah, Schwartz didn't ask for consent. He shot his shot. I shot him down. I told him no, you know, and no one talked about it until he told Lala. But I mean, that's a really like he didn't ask for consent. But then Sheena's like, he shot a shot. I shot him down. Well, you kind of shot him down. It seems like there was a kiss. I mean, it went from makeout to a kiss to it's a little confusing. Katie says, if it was a big nothing burger, why didn't you tell me? But maybe I should just realize that my boyfriend at that time was a creep. And Ariana asks, if Sheena had told you, would you have broken up with him? And Katie's like, yeah, I would have. Yes, that would have been like a bridge too far. And I think that's that would have change the whole course of Vanderpump Rules. Like, think about that. I mean, by the way, everybody might be happy living their lives if Sheena would have told Katie in that moment. Katie says, well, I'd be more upset, but whatever. Katie doesn't trust Sheena's judgment on a lot of things, obviously. Ariana says Schwartz is a lost cause. In the scene with the guys, Jax is like, Schwartz is the makeout king, dude. He is the makeout king. Like, everybody knows. Man, I got stories, dude. I'm waiting for the right moment, but Jax is asking if he can't. Oh, Jax then all of a sudden seems concerned. He's like, hey, wait, can people track me on my phone? Hey, he's like, hey, can I do that? Do I have to accept that? Like he all of a sudden seems really concerned. And Jax is like, well, I know Sheena has Britney's and I know like, yeah, Britney's and Lala. And Brittany is in a scene with Lala, and Brittany's like, I probably lied about something to Sheena, and Sheena probably caught me because she has my location. I just realized that. And Brittany says, Jax, you know, I turned Jax's off. No, I turned mine off on Jax's because I was mad at him. So he doesn't have my location right now. And then Sandoval's like, that's weird, dude. That's an invasion of privacy, dude. I love Sandoval's like, that's weird, dude, because they would have caught me doing weird shit. So that's an invasion of privacy. Sandoval says only one person has my location, and they're like, who has it? He's like, I'm not telling, dude. So I'm like, okay, wow, the mystery. Okay, it's that girl. Ariana clears up the letter of intent about the house. Ariana says Tom sent a letter of intent. It was not a formal offer for the house. It was a letter that was very oddly written, and there was supposed to be an email attached that was not attached. The whole thing was very informal. He says she's not sure which one of his friends did it, or maybe he paid LegalZoom, but it was not anything professional. And the amount of money, there was no appraisal done on the house. So he made up these dollar amounts. So the email mentioned he will generously allow you to stay in the house until you find a place to live. But there was no mention of the furniture too, or things in the home. And that's important because there's $100,000 of furniture in that home that they paid for. And she's like, if there's no mention of any of that and it's not a professional document, I am not signing it. I'm not going to just sign some rights away and not knowing what I'm agreeing to. So that, I'm sorry, that's an explanation. Like she's just supposed to sign like this, like, dear diary, it's me, Tom. This is my legal letter. Like he probably just put it on a legal pad and he thinks that's what makes it legal. And Katie says, listen, I have a healthy amount of delusion, but that level of delusion that Tom has is really something. We go back to the guys and Jax is like, did it come to a point to like you were just like maybe just sell the house and go your own ways? And Sandoval's like, well, I don't want to deal with the healthy market right now. And, you know, like I currently make all the payments, like, you know, but she also is suing me. We're working on it. And Jax is like, are you still hoping to keep the house? He's like, yeah, I am still hoping to keep the house. I use it and I will use it. We podcast there, the band sets up and plays. And that middle room, I've always wanted to turn into the bar. I mean, like I told you about that middle room. He like how it was supposed to be this little speakeasy area. And he did all these little like things to it. Like the fire pit out there was like a huge production that he did. So I don't know. He's hoping to keep it. But like, I wonder what their neighbors think of Tom Sandoval at this point. Like a band's playing over there. He probably has like an improv team. Can I get a new location? DJ James Kennedy's with Brock. He's like, He told me he wanted to raise his kids in the backyard, you know, by the fire pit. And Lala's like, oh my God, no. Like Sandoval's literally like, I see my kid there just running around. Hey, Thun, that's where your Aunt Raquel and I boned in the driveway. Ariana says Sandoval doesn't understand what boundaries are or respects them. He goes, I stated that we have a no contact policy, but he only honors it when he pleases. You don't just get to change your mind and play catch up to your whims. And then they cut to a conversation about Joe, and Lala says, listen, we are a tough crowd. And Brittany's like, I remember walking in with my romper that first day. It was intimidating. And then we have a scene of Katie and Lala where, you know, Lala's like, you called me a whore? And Katie's like, I called you a whore. I call it like I see it. Lala says, I can't say we bully her, but Katie does need to disengage in the comments. Katie's a known person with a million followers. How about a Lala not saying disengage challenge? It's like she watched like that season of Salt Lake City and now like has co-opted the word disengage. Sheena, we find out, recently weaned off Zoloft. And so that's, you know, she was drinking that night at Hotel Ziggy. Lala says, yo, if someone removed my hat, I would have popped a motherfucker. I would have said disengage. She says disengage again in regards to Joe's hat. And Sheena's like, I'm not a mean girl. I don't make fun of appearances. I just gave her advice about her hair. LOL. But I'm sorry. Knowing she was complicit in the affair with Tom, it made me extra saucy. And then Sheena says, people deserve the consequences of their own actions. And it's like, yes, people do deserve that. That's what Joe needs to realize also. Dodie actually pops up in the after show as well. And Dodie says, the night of the affair broke. Get this information, you guys. Made my beard white. Dodie says the night of the affair that the affair broke, Joe sent a text message on the same text message to Ariana, Tom Sandoval, and Raquel and said, I love you. I care about all of you. And it's really difficult for me right now. I'm sorry. That is spooky as fuck behavior. The night this was broke, Joe put them all on a text thread and said, I love you all. I care about all of you and really difficult for me right now. Joe knew exactly what was going on. Thank you, Christian Doty. That should have been in the main show. Katie also talks about Joe. She would reach out to Katie and ask, Joe would reach out to Katie and ask after the divorce. She would like, I'd love to cut Tom's hair. I just want to make sure that's okay with you. She would reach out to Katie in weird ways like that. Doty feels bad for Joe that Schwartz makes her feel like she's sort of a girlfriend and then fucks everyone else. And then Doty goes, he also fucked Lena, who owns the hair salon Joe works at. So Schwartz acts like this, like Schwartz is doing just fine out there with multiple women, multiple hookups. And then Jackson's like, I've been in this group many years and I'd be scared of these girls, man. They all hype themselves up. I like these, like, oh man, all these bitches, man, these bitches. Anyways, great after show. A lot of information. Okay, folks, there's so many other little tidbits I could talk about, but we're 2.5 hours in and I can hear Sandra yelling at me for making this too long. But hopefully you guys enjoyed it. I'll split it into two so they're easily digestible. And then Friday we'll do the Valley and that'll be a lot quicker and a lot fun, a lot more, I think a lot of fun. And I actually might have a special guest on Friday as well. So if you made it to the end of this, thank you. I hope you enjoyed it. I don't know if I always never know at the end of these journeys if they're any good or not, but I appreciate it. If you do like it, consider giving it a 5-star review and have the best Thursday that you can and stay away from everybody that is involved in Vanderpump Rules. Darkness, all darkness, folks. Bye, dude. So Bad It's Good is a Betches Media production. The show is hosted and produced by me, Ryan Bailey, with Meditza Lopez and Sandra Fryer. Additional support provided by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Rebecca Steinberg. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander. Video promotion by Laura Valencia. Be sure to send us your emails at sobaditsgoodwithryanbailey@gmail.com and follow the show at sobaditsgoodwithryanbailey on Instagram. And for additional craziness, go to patreon.com/sobaditsgood. Stay bad, baddies. Betches.